Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, the Minister for Health, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, has said she wants more hospital consultants to be rostered over weekends to avoid trolley congestion seen after St Bridget's Day bank holiday. The Minister said she was alarmed by the growth in the number of patients waiting on trolleys and that the impact on patients and their families is too great for this to remain unresolved. Well, for some reaction and analysis of the rostering of consultants, we're joined now by Professor Ronan Collins, who's consultant in geriatric and stroke medicine at Tally University Hospital. And Ronan, you're very welcome, as always, to the programme. You wrote in the journal today that the Minister is right about the health service needing to operate on a 7-day basis and the need for senior clinicians to be available. You said not primarily for the trolley crisis though, but for patient safety, that many of the significant healthcare decisions are made in our emergency departments by relatively inexperienced doctors. That might make people very nervous, I think, listening to that, hearing that inexperienced doctors are making big health decisions when they're treating them in A&E.
Well, I think, number one, our emergency departments are very busy departments. I think the growth in the population has probably caught us, outstripped our planning to keep pace with the demand. And it has been the case for quite some time within our emergency departments, you know, for almost most of my career, that a lot of the decisions are made at a junior level. Now, that's not always because there's not seniors available. It's just a sheer volume of people coming in. And in terms of trying to supervise each case, that can create difficulties at a senior level. I would also go to say that, you know, that very often when things do go awry, it has been my experience that that senior oversight at the outset of a poor outcome has been a relatively common factor. Nobody wants to have a bad outcome. Doctors, hospitals, and particularly patients. So it's in all our interest to try and remedy that. You know, the solutions to that are one aspect, but I think it's a little bit simplistic. If the minister thinks by just rostering consultants that you're going to solve the trolley problem, because that's not the case. Consultants working on their own without other facets of the health service working at the weekends or out of hours are not going to solve the trolley problem.
Okay, is it part of the solution, do you think, if you had consultants working at the weekends? And I know when we speak about this, consultants often say they do work at the weekends and they work on call. But if we're talking about being rostered on in the hospital to be there in the same way they would be there Monday to Friday, if consultants were there on a 7-day working week, say, at the weekends, and there was also the radiologists and the other sort of support staff as such, people who can make decisions and do the jobs around the consultant that need to be done, would that not alleviate the problem?
Well, the first thing to say to you is that you're right, consultants do work weekends, and the notion of being officially rostered or not, you know, for example, many of us who work in acute medicine would spend the bulk of a Saturday or Sunday when we're on working. It is kind of rostered in a sense, because it's, you know, it's considered rostered work when you're put on the on-call duty. What you're talking about, I think, is that the other facets of a hospital, like outpatients, like routine theatre lists, routine diagnostics, etc., which would help us kind of alleviate and improve the patient flow. But the consultant can't facilitate that on his own, because as you correctly identified, we need the radiographers, we need the diagnostics up and running, we need the nurses, we need the health and social care professionals also working, particularly, for example, in my area of medicine, or when you're looking after older people.
So, okay, so you need all those for a lot of the work that you do, obviously. But in terms of discharging, you know, because I mean, I think there's very few among us who haven't been in a situation where we either know someone or have been the person ourselves in a hospital on a Saturday or Sunday, ready to go home, and you can't go home till the consultant says you can go home, and the consultant's not
well,
there.
I personally, I can only talk from a lot of my own experience in my own hospital. I don't think that's true. I think in many cases, like in most cases in our hospital, people are discharged and we've set up, even if the consultant himself may not be on that weekend, the handover is set up so that the person has a review and is engineered and the discharge letters and very often are done, et cetera, et cetera. But the difference arises, for example, where somebody is sitting in a bed on a Saturday and they're waiting for a diagnostic that we cannot get, and we don't feel it's safe to send a patient home without being aware of that diagnostic result. That's a different matter.
Okay.
Or, for example, we don't feel that we've the backup to discharge a person safely home, that they need their home care package restarted, or that they need maybe a little bit of early intervention with rehabilitation, with physiotherapy or social work review, and we can't get that out of hours. That very often holds up to discharge. And then, of course, there is, I've alluded to this in the article, there is the very real human factor that people are lead very busy lives, and without the other aspects of the health service up and running, we very often are dependent on very busy family situations in order to facilitate discharges as well. And that very often can be a difficult ask on families.
So you're saying families might actually object, say, well, we can't take that person home
today. I think object is a strong word. I don't think that's what they're saying. I think families are saying, listen, I can't, I have other commitments. They may be working themselves. Other people are working 7/7 shift patterns as well. And so we can't be relying on that, for example, that families are going to be around at weekends to help support a person. Or, for example, we might like to know that someone is keeping an eye on someone on a Saturday and Sunday. Mm. One of the things I alluded to in the article is a thing called appropriate risk. And we don't do appropriate risk in Ireland. You know, I would like to discharge people home, and sometimes I realise there might be some small risk to that discharge, and you'd like the reassurance that someone's keeping an eye on the patient, that they're continuing to make the progress that you would anticipate they were going to make. But you can't 100% guarantee it, and that's an appropriate risk.
Okay, so then you're back to, as you say, this is a systems issue. You like having more consultants at the weekend is not going to fix the problem unless, as you say, you have the community support, you have the home care packages, you have the step down services. Roland, we've been talking about this for so long.
Where do we start to crack it? Well, where we haven't been talking about is that we need to realise, first of all, that the whole system needs to move en masse. So that's the first recognition, that we realise that there's no simple one component. But there are individual parts of this that I suggested in the article, because the article, to be fair, I wasn't trying to criticise the minister. I wasn't trying to put down the government. I think they've done a pretty good job over COVID, for example. The things we could have done better, but we did a pretty good job. I think we missed the boat on planning for this properly. But then again, the population growth and unexpected events in Europe have outstripped us as well. But what I was trying to say, there are things we can tinker with, for example, to improve matters. Very simple thing.
Hmm.
Agencies that provide home care packages, for example, should be available 7/7. And we should be able to contact the person on a Saturday morning and say, listen, Mrs. X, Y or Z is going home on a Sunday. Can you restart the home care package tomorrow? I think the social services that look after community care need also to be a little bit more on account here. Because in England, for example, when they introduced these systems back in the early noughties, when I worked there, you know, the social services had a time frame in which to respond to the home care package need. And I think that needs a little bit more focus as well. We have many people sitting in our hospitals waiting MRIs at weekends. If you come in on a late Thursday night and the MRI list is already arranged for Friday, and then there's no MRI on Saturday and Sunday, you're going to sit there. MRIs are part of modern healthcare. And I think we've often made the mistake of trying to outsource this to expensive alternatives, which is far from ideal at weekends because the reports don't come back in a timely fashion, etc. We need to build that internal capacity in our acute hospitals. I think there are other aspects as well. For example, I think we need to look at, can we have access to your physiotherapy assessment, occupational therapy assessment, social work reviews at weekends, which very often as well will be a hold up factor for people. So there are many aspects to this that need to be looked at
and just finally, because there are many aspects. Consultants are one of those aspects. We've one text here saying we pay consultants huge salaries to cover weekends on a rostered basis and it's not happening. The idea that being on call at home counts as rostering is ludicrous, says that person. You're saying there's many aspects.
Can I respond to that? Go on ahead.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, that's not true, right? Many consultants are rostered at the weekends, but some consultants, there's no point in rostering consultants, for example, who do a particular type of surgery when their theatres are closed and Saturday or Sunday. So a belief, for example, that the new consultant contract was going to solve the trolley crisis was never a runner. There's many consultants who do jobs that actually are dependent on other services running as well. So why would you be rostering them at weekends? They wouldn't be doing anything.
Okay.
What you're really talking about is that there's a small percentage of consultants, or a percentage of consultants who do acute general internal medicine. And, you know, that is where the bulk of the trolley weight is. And most of those consultants are rostered at weekends.
All right.
And many of them also when they're on call at night. And I to disabuse the public perception without irritating the public as well. Though. But when I'm on call at night, I'm frequently called at 1, 2, 4 o'clock in the morning with the nature of acute medicine I do in stroke. And that's a 1 in 4 rota.
Right.
So it's not always like sitting at home with your feet up watching the television.
I understand, Ronan. And I think, you know, I think a lot of people have an awful lot of respect for consultants and the work that they do and gratitude indeed in lots of instances.
But the point I'm trying to make,
but
Sarah,
I understand the point.
There's a heterogeneous group of people here. It's
yes.
not all one homogenous
all
job.
Right.
We all do very different specialties.
And it is a complex issue and one that we'll return to. And thank you for joining us on the programme this evening. That is Professor Ronan Collins.